So we'll continue today talking about the sugya of ein bishel achar bishel, and what are the exceptions to the rule? When is it that we find that you could have bishel, you could have an iser bishel, daraisa, even for something that's already been cooked? So we mentioned last week that there's a number of rishonim who hold that if you reheat a liquid, even if the liquid's already been boiled before, you're still chayiv b'shem avashal. And they say it as a rule that the din of ein bishel achar bishel only applies by davar yavish, to a solid. But by a liquid, the rule is that you could have bishel, you could even have bishel a second time. And the most pashat makar for such an idea, it's not spelled out in the Gemara, but the pashat makar is from water. That water, l'chayr is pashit, that if you heat up water, so we know you're chayiv for heating up water, it's a Mishnah in Beit Salam Adalid, you're chayiv for heating up water, if the water cools down, and then you reheat it, l'chayr you're going to be chayiv again. You're chayiv in that water, even though it was once in its history it was cooked, but the pashit says that who cares? The Eglei Tal points out that heating water, the chiyuv is for the heating. Right? Pashas, nothing happens to water. Water's not like chicken. Chicken gets cooked, so then when you reheat the chicken, you're reheating something that was already cooked. So it's already cooked, so there's no cooking. Whereas, by the water, the whole bishel is the heating. So you've undone the bishel. When it cools down, you've undone the bishel. Your chicken, when your chicken cools down, it still cooks chicken. You haven't undone it. But over here, by water, when it cools off, you've undone it. The Eglei Tal brings an interesting raya. Yeah, he just brings from the din of metal. That the Gemara says, of course, Gemara Yevamos, that if you cook metal, that you melt metal, you melt lead. So melting lead, the Gemara says, is a chiyuv b'shem avashal. Why? Because it's called cooked when it's melted. There's different things you can do with melted lead than you could do with solid lead. Even though Eglei Tal said, points out, of course the lead's been melted before. Right? Anytime you have lead, you know, just in the process of creating lead out of rocks, it has to be cooked and melted. It's certainly been cooked before. But the pshat is that the bishel is melting it, so in Mela, if it turns solid, you've undone the bishel, and you melt it, you redo the, it's another act of bishel. Yeah, Ruvi?
Yeah, could you claim that there is cooking in water even after the heat, because it gets rid of bad chemicals?
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's possible. So let's talk about that first. The Ran actually writes, the Feirish not the way, the Ran writes, even by water, he says, the Gemara is not machalic. He says, Mestama, even by water, ain't bishel achar bishel. So he actually writes it. But he ends off, it's interesting the words he ends off with. The Ran ends off with the words, he says, Vitzarach iyun ubedika. He ends off with these words, that it needs iyun and bedika. So what does he mean? This is a Ran at the beginning of the fourth parak. It needs iyun and bedika. What he means is that it needs iyun and bedika if it's actually true. Is this true? Does cooking water actually change something? So the Eglei Tal says to explain the Ran, he says, yeah, we know it changes something. A doctor will tell you that when you boil water, it's healthier. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, at least when I was a bachur there, so the Americans all boil their water. Right, because you get sick. So you see, there's such a thing as boiling water. So the Eglei Tal writes that as a possibility. But Iker, he writes, he says he sees no snif heter, and he says it's partial that there's bishel achar bishel by water. But he does say this in his Hashmatos, he says that he could conceive of such a thing. But shver. It's very schwer to say that, okay? It could maybe be, but it's very schwer to say that, because if so, what do you have to say? You have to say that when the Gemara says you're chayiv for bishel, and when the Gemara says also to heat up water to yatzel leather on Shabbos, l'chayra means by a person who's concerned about purifying the water. Right? If you don't care about it at all, let's say you're a stam person, you've never in a million years boiled your water, you're totally happy drinking regular tap water, or at least spring water, right? You have no problem with it. So Mela, if you boil it, there's not going to be any chiyuv. It's going to be enu miskaveh. Right? In Shabbos, we know things in the kavana. If something happens, you're not even aware it's happening, you don't even think about it's happening, it's irrelevant to you, right? That's nothing. Right? We wouldn't even call it a psikresh delonichale. We'd say it's a nothing. It's just no, okay, so could be mechazal, everyone would boil water. That was, you know, that's what they sold. Instead of the polar spring, they would sell bottled boiled water. It could be, but it's very strange to say that, right? It's dachakas can be, I would say. Right, so therefore, so that's right. That's definitely right by water. It's all davar lach. You could maybe say it's different, but definitely by water that's stark. But that's the idea that perhaps by davar lach, maybe by all liquids, you have bishul achar bishul. The other mucker that's quoted by Rashi and the Rush on Daf Lamed Daled. So there's Gemara there that says that you're not allowed to wrap up hot things on Shabbos. If you have chicken soup on Shabbos, and it's before the meal and it's starting to cool off, so you're not allowed to wrap that up in a blanket. Wrap it up in a blanket to keep it warm. The Gemara says, why? Because we're afraid, Shema Yartiach, that normally if you're wrapping something up, means you really want it to be hot. So normally when you wrap things up, you would boil it, have it really hot, and then wrap it up. In this case, the person made a mistake. They didn't wrap it up before Shabbos, and now they see it's already getting cool. Oh, they're all worried that they're doing a maisa to help keep it warm. So we're afraid maybe the person will be so worried and he'll be doing things to keep it warm, he'll actually reheat it. Shem Yartiach. Says Rashi, his lesson is, is Shem Yartichena Tchila Benimsa Mavash L'Shabbos, and that's being Mavash L'Shabbos. I mean, even though this was fully cooked, but since it's a liquid, so the Rush speaks out more, the Rush says that since it's a liquid, we assume that there's a din Bishol Acher Bishol. And what would the Svara be? Why would that be? Why on earth would that be? Why is reheating my chicken soup different than reheating my kugel? I'm allowed to reheat my kugel on Shabbos, right? I'm allowed to. We're going to talk about it in a different week, maybe in a couple of weeks. But there's a heter of kedera al gabe kedera. You're allowed to put a kugel that's fully cooked. You're allowed to put it on top of your chont, even to reheat it to yatsa lettuce. It's mutter because it's already cooked. But by a liquid, it's aser. So what's the difference? Why is there a difference there? So Pashat, you could just say Svara, is that by liquids, you know, one thing I thought about is right, if you've ever, you've eaten things and found them to be raw, right? You eat a piece of meat and say, this is raw, I can't eat it. You've never been drinking something and found it's been raw, right? You ever drink something and think, like, oh, this is raw? Right? L'chaira, there's no such thing, dough. You drunk something that was raw?
Egg. Then it becomes a solid when you cook it.
Okay, you're right about that. Okay, that's really good. All right, I didn't think about that. That's interesting. Okay, fine. But okay, that's interesting. That's interesting, okay, but you're right. Chanuk's right there that it does become a salad. All right. Could be. I'll tell you, even when you have raw eggs in like an eggnog or something, you don't taste that it's raw. You know, it might. Anyway, I'm going to claim this is true. Okay, that's right. The concept of cooking is you're softening things. You're softening and you're making it that it's more edible. But by a drink, you just drink it. Yeah.
It should be like instant coffee.
What?
Like instant coffee.
Like instant coffee. Yeah, what?
That doesn't like still be raw somehow.
Could it be raw? I don't think so. I mean, we could try it out. But I would think, I don't think it could be raw. Could be. That's what I would think. My idea is that by liquids, The heat is seen as more significant because it doesn't really have its own surah. You know, by solids it has its surah, and the surah could be raw, could be cooked. By a liquid, it's more significant. Right? You know, just in the Gemara they have the lashon mayim and cham. But hot water is used differently than cold water. You know, I'm saying on Shabbos day, right, we don't have a hot plate. So sometimes we'll bring cold chicken to the table, cold meat to the table, right? And you cold meat, cold chicken. Cold soup. You ever bring cold soup to the table on Shabbos day? No. Because by liquids, liquids, it's different. Drinking is different than eating, and there's more of a significant difference. And having a hot liquid, all it has is its heat. You know, that's what it has. It's either cold or hot, but that's a big difference to cold.
Isn't chocolate considered
a liquid? Also, we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Okay, it's not totally pashut, yeah. But let's say like that. That something that's drunk as a liquid or something, we'll even call soup being, maybe we'll say eat soup, but basically you're drinking it. It's different, right? We know in drinking the shear is a revius. It's a different shear than eating, right? You could gulp down a cup of water and time if it was food, it would take you, 10 minutes to eat. It's a different thing, and the heat is considered there's a significance to that makes special. that's the thought. That's the thought. Now not all Rishonim agree with this. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam just brings down stam, that ein b'shalach r'bishol. He doesn't say staff go by dry things. The Rashba and Ritva, Ritva's Bayas and Lamites, they both explain, they say that ein b'shalach r'bishol, right, our Gemara and Lamites, that tells us kol sheba v'chamin, shorinos v'chamin, that it's ein b'shalach r'bishol. So they both say, so what are you going to do about the Gemara that says we're afraid shem yartichena? What's so bad if you reheat your chicken soup on Shabbos? Why are we gozer the Sisra Atzmana? And they both write that ein achinami. There's really ein b'shalach r'bishol. Reheating your chicken soup would not be a chiv, but it's asur d'rabbanan, and they were worried about that. They were worried about you reheating it. They didn't want people reheating chicken soup. But ein achinami, if they would, it wouldn't be chayav achatas. So that's their shita. So that's the shita. Often, something that could be relied on for d'yevid, we don't hold by it, but it could be relied on. What's the pshat, though? Like, what is the pshat? What do we do with this? You know, are they all holding like this ran? Are they all holding like this funny, non-scientific, I shouldn't say non-scientific, just this idea that it's cooked water? So l'chor the pshat is, the Eglie Tal writes, he says, if you look at the Rambam, he says as a klal, ein b'shalach r'bishol. But by water, he says, it's clear from the Rambam would agree if you reheat water, you're chayiv on Shabbos. He says, if you look in the Rambam, he says by Meleches Bishel, in the beginning of Perek Tes, the Rambam writes, he says, Bishel is ofe, mevashel, mechamem mayim. He says, there's Bishel, includes in it Bishel, and baking, and heating water. He's very clear. The issue of heating water is nothing to do with bishul. It's nothing to do with what we call cooking chicken. You're not cooking the water in that sense. It's mechamei mayim. He says there's a separate tolda of bishul is heating water. And the Rambam also writes there, he writes that the shear of heating water, he says, yechayv, when you heat enough water, kidei lirchos behem eivr katan. When you heat up enough water to wash one limb, you're chayv on Shabbos. So the Rambam is really clear about how he's learning the sugya. It's a very beautiful mahalach here. Just a beautiful mahalach. He says, ein b'shalach r'bishol, it's a straight klal. Your chicken soup is no different than your kugel. Very nice. We understand that very nice. What do you think about water? How can you talk about cooking? How can there be an issur of cooking water? How can there be ein? He says, no. By water, it's a different malacha. It's not the same malacha. It's not cooking. There's an issur of heating water. Why is there an issur of heating water? Because heating water could be used for a chitza. Right? It's a different malacha. This isn't the same malacha. Enachinami, by water, reheating water, you're chayu, but it's because it's a different malacha. It's not a malacha of bishul. Bishul ain't bishul achar bishul. Mechame mayim, okay, mechame mayim, it's not hot anymore. If it's not hot anymore, there's going to be a chiv.
Isn't that Isser
Rechitza atu bishul? Rechitza's atu, the Isser of being mechame mayim, which is a tolda of bishul. But it's not actually bishul. I'm just saying it's not bishul, it's a tolda. It's not bishul, the av of bishul is cooking things to soften them down. There's another malacha that's similar, tolta, macham, heating water. Special dinner, heating water. Heating chicken soup is not bishul, once it's cooked. Because whether it's cooked or not cooked doesn't make a big difference. You could drink it both ways. But heating water, that's significant. Why? Because you can use it for a chitza. But it could be, that's why Rechitza, we're so machmor on, it's because this is special chiddush here. It's not regular bishul. It's a special chiddush we might not have known, that heating water carries with it a chiv, it's a told of a vasha. It's interesting, the Rambam's l'shitasa, right? Remember we quoted from the Rambam, the Rambam holds, says that anything that's completely edible without bishul, you're not chai for being mevashal, right? The Rambam says if you bake an apple, you're potter. Because we explained the Rambam holds that bishul is making something edible. If it's already edible, there's no chiyuv. Aye, so why are you chai for heating water? Heating water, it's edible beforehand. You can drink water. So the Rambam will say, no, of course water is drinkable without heating. But you can't take a bath in cold water. Like, I mean, that is not edible. I mean, you could, but it's painful, right? That's called not edible, right? It's not usable. So you're being machsherit for rechitza. Heating is machsher for rechitza. So that's a beautiful, beautiful shita. I'll tell you, it's maybe the most beautiful of the shitas here because it really is, everything's very clear with this. In any case, what's the halacha l'maisa? Right? So halacha l'maisa, b'diyeved, meaning if you're in someone's house and they did heat up soup. So this is what to be somichan, right? But the effort is what to be makel. But the ikra in Shulchan Aruch in Reishim Gimel is machmer. He says any liquid that's less than yatzel ledes, you have to be choshesh for bishul. So therefore, if you take your soup, let's just say your soup for the moment, off the fire, and then you want to put it back on the fire, and it's no longer yatzel ledes, so you're not allowed to return it to the blech. Because even if you have all the Tanoi Chazara, because that'll be an Isser Bishol Achar Bishol B'davar Lach. Right, the same thing if somebody heats things up on Shabbos, we'll see. Kedera al Gabi Kedera, they're allowed to heat up their kugel on top of their Cholent on Shabbos, but they can't heat up soup on top of their Cholent on Shabbos because we're Choshesh L'chatchila for this Shita, the Shita of the Rashi and the Rush, that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. So that's the shitas hamachaber. Now, the Rama has a more makel shita, sort of a compromise shita here. The Rama says you're allowed to return things to the blech. You're allowed to do chazara, even if the food's no longer yad soledis. Your chol's not yad soledis anymore, but it's Lonus chamim, it's lonus tanin legamri. It hasn't fully cooked off. The mechaber insists you can't ever heat something up, a liquid up, unless it's yatzel ledes. But the Rama says no. As long as it hasn't cooled off completely, you're allowed to recook it, reheat it. And what's the svar for that? So Shvisas Shabbos. Here's his idea. Basically, what we were saying is that it's still hot. If it's still hot enough that you can eat it as hot, right? If you have your soup, and you can still eat it as soup, it's still the yummy soup, right? Your soup isn't necessarily yatzel ledes, right? Your yatzel ledes really is maybe a little bit too hot for soup. Right? So it's not yatzel ledes, but it's still soup, but it's eatable, edible as soup, and therefore, it's still considered to be cooked. There's a little bit of Okay, so that's the cool of the Ramah that Ashkenazim rely on. That as long as it's hot enough and it still could be served as a hot liquid, even if it's not yet soledes, you let it put it back on the fire. The only question is, does that make sense? Does that make sense, actually? I mean, what do you mean? If it's not yet soledes, the Gemara is befeirish. The Gemara Daf Mem tells us befeirish that you're allowed to heat water on Shabbos until Yad Soledes. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is talking about heating it just by putting it alongside a fire. There's a fire you put in a place that it can't get Yad Soledes here, but it could get to 105 degrees. Get warm. So 110 degrees really, also I won't call Yad Soledes. So it gets hot enough. Maybe you could make your coffee in that. Maybe you can't make your coffee in that, but maybe you could. So why is it if it's not Yad Soledes, so it's not considered, you're not chai for cooking. So how can you tell me that if it's not Yad Soledes, I could put it back on the fire? How's that mutter? So you have to see if there are my think is that legabe this malacha of heating liquids, to consider heating liquids, you have to take something that's cold that you couldn't eat the soup as hot, and you have to make it so liquid. So it has to be a very significant change in order to be chayif and reheating a liquid. If it's still somewhat hot, even though it's not yet so liquid, and then you heat it to yet so liquid, so that at least derech hazar will be mutter.
For soup or even water.
So he's really not machalic. So maybe he would even say for water. I mean, the same svar should go for water. I could hear saying the svar. If I could hear the svar, I could hear it even by water, right? Let's say you take a shower. I don't know if your shower is Yad Soledes, right? It depends how hot Yad Soledes is. But I assume Yad Soledes is about 120. So you're probably comfortable taking a shower, even at 105, you're probably okay.
What did the definition mean that you're not taking a shower yet, Soledes? Otherwise, you would jump out of the shower.
Right, I think so. You're right. Right. L'chayra's not yet, Soledes. Right, good. Yeah. So l'chayra, this water, it's still b'chlal chamin. And therefore, if I heat it up more, since it's chamin, it's totally usable. So this is not gonna make a chib. That's you have to see if the Ramaz Svara, perhaps the Ramaz also being, is it a great Svara? I have a hard time with Svara. I don't know, maybe you can hear. It's a little bit of I have a hard time hearing it. Just because, you know, by regular Bishul, there's a clear demarcation line. Under Machal Ben Rusai, past Machal Ben Rusai. And that's what's Machayev you. I would have thought, if you hit, anything hits, you're only chayiv for cooking to Yad Soledes. So I would have thought if it's not Yad Soledes and you cook it over Yad Soledes, that should be mechayiv you. It's a chiddush. The Rama is a chiddush. L'mayis Ashkenazim rely on the Rama. Okay, if you like the Svara, then by all means rely on the Rama. I have a hard time, so I personally like the mechaber on this. You know, it's you have to realize if l'fi the mechaber, if you hold like the mechaber, there's it's a deraisa. It's a deraisa, right? So this room says it's a deraisa of heating a liquid up to Yad Soledes. Okay, but anyway, definitely standard halacha is Timi Mako here. Now what is considered a dafra lach? Right? What's a liquid? Right? So there's a little different sheets here. It's not so pashut. Right, because why is it not so precious? Because it's not just a magical difference between liquids and solids. You know, the chur is not a magical difference. It's how do I view this object here? It's not just whether a chemist would call this a liquid or a solid. Is this food or is this drink? Is this something that I drink and it's not entirely precious. There's a very makel shita of Rabbi Yeruchim, that's not la halacha, just mentioned the most makel shita. He says if it's rove salad, it's salad. So according to him, mistama, I'm not sure, but a shalt would be considered salad. It's not what's assumed la halacha. It's a little bit, it's hard to hear really, because la maisa, okay, so what, rove is salad, but you, you also have this liquid here. In the Shulchan Aruch and Poskim, the Lashon is if something, to be able to reheat something on Shabbos, it has to be Yavish She'ein Bo Marak. It's straw that it doesn't have any soup in it. Right? So there's nothing in there that can be eaten with a spoon. Yeah, that's what I would, something like that. So that's the Pashas. Pashas, according to that, Shalt would be considered, would not be considered a Davar Yavish. Right? Unless it's starting to burn, maybe. But the standard wouldn't be called a Davar Yavish. The other interesting kula we have, debatable, but in Sif Tes Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, he says that this is something called empanada. I don't know if you know what this is. Empanada in the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a dough that's filled with meat. And it's something that was eaten as a, whatever, it was one of the things they ate. And so he talks about what's the din of heating that on Shabbos. So he writes that you're allowed to heat it, and even though some of the congealed, the fat of the meat, when you reheat it, is now going to turn back into a liquid, he says it's still mutter. This is interesting. Why is that mutter? L'maisa, the Mechaber says, Yesh b'shalach b'shal l'davar lach. And here, your fat is turning into a liquid. So there's a lavash. The lavash is no. Avada, if when you reheat this, there's gonna be, right? Right, very common, right? Like it has the chicken. You heat up chicken on Shabbos morning. Often on top of the chicken, you have some of that congealed gravy with it, right? Or right. So pashtus. That's heating things, making it into a liquid, and now you're heating a liquid. So Lavush says he doesn't understand how this could be mutter. L'maisa, you're reheating a liquid. It happens to be right now it's a salad, but when you heat it, it's going to be a liquid, right? Let's say you took ice, right? You took ice. You boiled water. You take your ice. You freeze it, and then you reheat it. So you say, "Oh, this is a salad that was cooked." Does it make sense to say that? Right? And you heat it up on the top of your trumpet, and now it becomes boiling hot. What do I care that it was dry? It was yavesh when I started. Right, what if I take chicken soup that congealed? Right, sometimes with a lot of bones in it, it'll actually congeal in the refrigerator. Right, or you froze it for that matter. Right, that's going to make a heter. Now I'm not heating a davar lach. So the Rish says no. He thinks that the mechaber was only talking about. He was telling you a heter. You're allowed to heat up the empanada even though the gravy will melt, but that's only if it doesn't become yatzo lettuce. He says, what was the Mechaber telling me? It's hard to hear, I know it's hard to hear. He says, the Mechaber, this is what the Lavash held. So the Lavash could hold his own shita. But he says, the Mechaber's point was to tell you that there's a shita, right, you probably met this year, the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma that says any time you melt a salad, it's an Isser of Nolot. It becomes Nolot, right, so you know. So we're not choshish for that, Lahalacha. So basically, so the Mechaber is telling me that even though, don't worry about Nola, that's what he's telling me, but if you make it yatzo lettuce, and now this gravy isn't absorbed into the empanada, it's standing by itself, and you have it, and now you're going to eat it with your spoon. This is a vada, that's aser. That's what Lubush writes. The Magen Avraham was cholik. The Magen Avraham says no. He thinks that since the empanada is yavesh, and this empanada, even when you reheat it, it turns into a lach, but l'maisa is still called a davar yavesh and a smutter on Shabbos. This is the Magen Avraham that seems to be more accepted in Svarim, the Magen Avraham. Now, what does he mean? Does he mean that if you have chicken soup and you freeze it, you're allowed to heat it up on Shabbos morning? So I don't think so. I don't really think that's what he means. I saw other Svarim also, that's another thing. What he means, l'chayr, is just that how do we view things? Do we view things as yavesh or lach? Now, lach is something that's eaten as a liquid, drunk as a liquid. Empanada, you're totally happy with the empanada. You could serve it cold because it's a salad. So mainly, it doesn't have the chashivas of something that now, when it's heated, it gets the chashivas. Oh, by a liquid, heating it is a chashivas. Here, heating it doesn't have a chashivas because you're totally ready to eat it as is cold. It doesn't have a special chashivas. So that's the Magen Avraham Shita. Okay, halacha l'maisa, if there's, you know, some gravy on the chicken, right? You don't have to get every bit of gravy, all the gravy off the chicken. Right? If it's something that's it's congealed and it's something that could be eaten with a spoon, conceivably. Right? Even shalt, sometimes people eat like that, they eat even the liquid part with a spoon. So then it's going to be considered a davar lach. But if it's just some sauce on the piece of chicken, you could rely that's still considered yavish, and you could reheat it. What?
Why is sauce different than gravy?
Sauce, it's not different than gravy. I'm just saying because since the sauce is just, I'm saying just because since it's basically just going to be eaten with the chicken. If it's just going to be eaten with the chicken, and it's something that you're not looking to eat it separately, and you could eat it as is cold, so then we're not going to call that a davar lach. For this, we're not going to call it a davar lach, because you could eat it as is. Right? It's not like there's something new being
hot drink. Even when there's enough liquid that you could use a spoon, but you're not going to use a spoon, or it has to be so little that you can't even use a spoon? Just like a smear on the plate.
So, it has to be...
You could say I have like a whole thing floating in gravy, but
I'm looking at more gravy if you ask her like that. Like even, I would say even like, let's say you have meatballs and gravy and it happens to be congealed. So that gravy, there's a lot of it and there's a chashivas. It could be, you could eat it almost as a soup. So that would be aser.
Is there no chashivas to eating salads? Like it could be someone might be more okay with cold chicken.
I'm saying the way I'm viewing this, if something you could eat as a salad and you're totally happy with the salad and you're just heating it up, the fact that there's some liquid there isn't going to make an iser. But yeah.
Is the shear of scooping with the spoon, that's for the Shulchan Aruch as well, or just for the
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. I'm a little bit getting his lashon. It's Yavish Einbo Marak. So Einbo Marak means that there's nothing that would be... It's not so clear. I have to say it's not so clear. So it's not so clear. It'd definitely be a little bit more machma. That's for sure. But it's not 100% clear. There's another sugi here. So another point here in this. Another chumrah that everyone seems to take. A little bit funny why everyone takes it. But maybe not everyone takes it. But coffee. Coffee, and you want to make yourself coffee on Shabbos. Right? So... let's say it's a kli rishon. Usually it's going to be kli sheni. But let's say you put your coffee, you do it like you do it on the weekday, you put your coffee and sugar into the cup, and then you put water from the urn. So the water coming from the urn is still a kli rishon. And therefore, it's regularly what we call ira kli rishon. It's pouring out, but we still call it kli rishon. And therefore, perhaps we should be choshesh that it's cooking the coffee. That's cooking the coffee. Right, so the coffee's been cooked, the sugar's been cooked. So what could the problem possibly be? So the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there's a little piece called Piskei HaSidur, some of his Chedushim in Hilchos Shabbos, and he writes there that he thinks it's Aser, he thinks it's Chayav Chatzos, even I think he says. He's very extreme. Why? Because L'maisa, the coffee is turning into a Davar Lach. You're right, it's cooked. But when the hot water goes on to it, now it becomes a liquid, and now you're making a yad saled, this liquid, out of your coffee and your sugar. And therefore, yesh b'shul achar b'shul b'davar lach. And therefore, he says, my feeling is all Klal Yisrael keeps, is that first you put in the hot water, and you make it into a klisheni. I'll talk a little bit more about that at a different time, a klisheni. But you make it a klisheni. Once it's a klisheni, only then do you put in your coffee and sugar. Okay. It's a chumrah. I think everyone does it. I do it too. Does it actually totally make sense?
Isn't it because it's bishachar fiyah?
There are some who say such a thing. Probably it's not a problem. I don't know if it's a problem.
Why would it not be?
Why? Because it's first it's cooked, and
then it's baked.
What?
It's baked from its freezer.
It's actually roasted, and then
it's roasted. The texture.
I'll tell you. I would not. I
think
don't.
It's cooked.
Okay,
we'll
talk about it a different time. Yeah, it's conceivable to say such a thing that the coffee. When they dry it, if they dry it at Yatzel Ledes, which maybe they do, maybe they don't, but if they dry it at Yatzel Ledes, but that's not so posh that there's such a thing, because first they cook it. It's first completely cooked. So once something's cooked, that the bishul, that's a shayla. You see, there's a prima gadol who has such a shayla, that if you cook something and then bake it and then cook it again. Okay, but it's a chumra within the arayim, it's a chumra al-gabi chumra.
The chumra that Rebbe is mentioning, isn't that clean shlishi? Because
no, I'm just saying cliche. I'm saying if you pour directly on from the urn onto the coffee, that's called kli risha.
Is that not cliche?
Oh, so we're going to talk about it. It's called irui kli risha. Right? Iru Kli Rishon. So the Tosfos is about that. Iru Kli Rishon, which Allah holds like a Kli Rishon. It doesn't become a Kli Sheni until it's been separated from the urn. Okay.
But if you had the water into the cup first and then the coffee afterwards, that would just be Kli Sheni.
What? Yeah, we'll talk about this more at different times. So I don't want to get too into it. We'll just assume like this. What?
Why do that? Pour from the first cup to the second cup.
Okay, this is sometimes called, I'm not even talking about that now. That's really, I just want to tell you about this. Why, really, if you ask me what halach is, and if not, that I also keep the chumras because I keep chumras, I would think you could put the water straight into the coffee. I'll tell you why. Because it's unlikely to actually be true. This chumra is unlikely to be true. I'll tell you two quick reasons we've got to move right there, or it's unlikely to be true. One is that we say anything that was in Chaman before Shabbos, you're allowed to be showered on Chaman for Shabbos. Right? We should talk about even in a Kli Rishon. Even though, if you look at Rashi and Kuf Mem Hei, where this Mishnah is brought, Rashi says is that even when you're putting it in, you want to be showered in Chaman, that it should dissolve into the Chaman. He says something, Rashi understands that it's talking basically about coffee. That's something that was in Chaman and Kuf, you're allowed to put it into hot water on Shabbos to dissolve it. Rashi says that it should be Nemuach. Right. Also, it's a big ukimta. I'm telling you, the Baal Tani is the first one to say this. Right? It's a big ukimta to say that anything that dissolves can't be put into a chamin. When we have a lama test with failures, that anything cooked could be put into a chamin. The other reason I just think is a big chumra is on membeis. Right? We don't have so much time, so I don't want to. Just a membeis, it talks about putting up a piece of a block of rock salt into a kli rishon. And Rav Nachman says you're allowed to put a block of rock salt into a Kli Rishon. So we're going to talk about it at a different time. And he says that the only bishul he sees is the bishul of actually breaking down this rock. There's no rock salt that has to be cooked in order to break it down. But the fact that salt is definitely dissolving into the Kli Rishon, it did not seem to bother Rav Nachman. Right? It's in Membe. So you might not have seen it yet, but... But that's another. I'll just tell you, it's a chumra. You know, it's a chumra. The Mishnah Brewer brings it, and he just says as tov to me machma like this. It's not the Iker Hadin, and therefore we keep it, but we don't. The Kli Shlishis and Revis, we're not going to. Okay, all right. I just want to talk. I want to finish the whole inyanim. Just two more short inyanim. Okay. One is the sugya of Hagasa. I'll just say this b'kitzer. It's a fascinating sugya. This is another case of where we find bishul, even though things are mavushal. Right? There's a remarkable shita of the Kolbo. We'll call the shita Kolbo because he's the only one who says it's beferish. Almost everyone says it's absurd. But the Kolbo writes that if you stir a pot on the fire, even if it's fully cooked, you have your chont and Shabbos, it's fully cooked, you open up the chont and you stir it, He says, you're chayv chatas. Pella. And the Rambam seems to say it as well. But everyone tries to say the Rambam couldn't say it. It's absurd. But I'll just read the Rambam's Lashon so you can see that he pretty clearly says it. This is Rambam Perek Gimel Yud Aleph. Zog the Rambam, Asur lahachnas magreifa l'kader b'shabbos. It's asur to put a spoon into a pot, v'hiel eish. A pot that's on the fire, you can't put in a spoon to take things out. L'hotzi mimena b'shabbos. If they should make a spot, because by taking out the food, you're stirring it. V'zemit sarche habishalhu. Magus is one of the tsarche habishal, something that's needed for cooking and stirring. The nimsakim of ashal b'shabbos. And then he goes on to say, umutu lahachzer mikiro lakira filo mikiro shaval muot lakira shaval maruba. He says, you're allowed to do chazara, but you're not allowed to take food out of a pot that's on the fire because that's stirring. So it sounds like he's talking about a pot that's fully cooked. And even so, he's saying that you're not allowed to take food out of it while it's on the fire, because that will be cooking, because stirring is cooking. Sounds like the Kolbo, the Kesef Mishnah there, the Magna Mishnah, they say, the Rambam could mean that. If it's cooked, you can't cook it. What's he talking about? He must be talking about it's not fully cooked. The Mechaber writes that you can't take food out of a pot if it's not fully cooked, because that's magus, that's sinister stirring. But only when it's not fully cooked. Fully cooked, it's mutter. The Ramah says, L'chatchila, we go like the Kolbo, and the Pashas HaRambam, he says that even if it's fully cooked, you can't take food out of it, and you certainly can't stir it while it's on the fire. And this is the basis of a chumrah that we all keep. If you've heard about it, basically people keep this, is that we don't take the chunk out when it's directly on the fire. Right? Why do we have to do chazara? Take it off and then put it back. Just leave it on the fire and take out the food. No. So we get into all the problems of chazara we get into in order to be machmer on this kolbo. As Shlomo Stern pointed this out, I think last year, he's not here today, but he said, why is it that for a chumra we come to kulas? Well, Lamei said, this is a chumra that is rama, and it's kept that we'll never stir or use a ladle on food that's on the fire.
He definitely wasn't here last week.
What? He wasn't here last week. Okay, I think this is dating. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
The Vermont says before you can't ladle stuff out, or just because
you can't ladle things out. You
that's
can't
the Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's pshat? How could it be? The Mishnah Berurah writes it, that's the halach, he says, but he doesn't understand it. So why? What's pshat? You have to understand it. You know, even if the Mishnah Berurah didn't understand, we have to try to understand everything. So what's pshat? Right? It could be mechudosh dik mahalach, but we have to say something. Okay, so the emphasis is there's a mahalach here. Mechudosh dik, there's a mahalach. The rabbi uses an interesting lashon. He says, stirring, magus is a mishnah. There's a mishnah that says magus is chayiv. So everyone understands it's chayiv when it's not fully cooked, because that's helping to circulate the heat, and that's part of cooking. The Rambam says, also like this, the Rambam says it's chayiv because it's mitzarchei habishal. It's one of the things needed for cooking. So it's interesting. He doesn't say that it's cooking. It's mitzarchei habishal. It's something needed for cooking. So what does he mean by that? So the chayiv, what he has in mind, we find other places in the Rambam, an interesting Rambam in Perek Tes. The Rambam writes about schita. Okay, schita is an interesting melacha. It's not clear what the issue is of schita. Schita is a tolda of malabe, or tolda of mechabes. When you walk, the Rambam, why is it chayiv? It could be it's actually cleaning, but even if it's not cleaning, you have something that's wet and you just want to dry it out and you squeeze it, you're chayiv. So to most Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv on Shabbos. Why are you chayiv? So says the Rambam, this beautiful Rambam, Tess, he says, I'll read the Lashon. He says, Shaschita mitzorche kibosu. Part of washing things is squeezing them out to dry them. Kimosha gosa mitzorche bishon. Just like hagasa, stirring, is tzarchei bishul, so tzuschita is tzarchei washing. So what does he mean by this? So this is a tremendous yisod here. We'll try to say this quickly. A tremendous, tremendous yisod here. The yisod is that he's telling you that there's... part of cooking is stirring. There's a malacha called a vashal. Part of a vashal is that you have to use the water to evenly distribute your heat into the food being cooked. And part of that involves the stirring. Stirring is a maisa malacha, it's part of this umnis called bishul, is stirring. So, mamela, it's a mechayev. It's a mechayev not because it's cooking. It's not accomplishing the totsah of cooking. It's accomplishing a totsah. Right? Why would you want to cook something that's already cooked? Why would you want to stir something that's cooked? You don't want it to burn. There's actually Ri'az, I didn't mention it, but the Ri'az says, stirring is chayv if as long as it's having a productive result that's mistanuk v'yafala. Well, mice, you're keeping it on the fire, it gets better as it's there, you want to keep it hot, but you don't want it to burn, so you stir it. But while you're stirring because you don't want it to burn, you want to distribute the heat evenly. So I would suggest, I don't have so much time, so I'll just suggest. The pshat is, pshat's like this. When you put something on the fire and it's already cooked, are you doing a malacha of bishul? Are you doing a real maisa of bishul? What am I doing? I'm positioning the pot close to the heat source. Is that doing anything? What's doing it? I'm doing nothing. I'm just changing the location to a hotter location. If it's not cooked, I'm chayiv. Why? Because the fire cooks it. Right? I'm not cooking it. The fire is cooking it. But melech machshavas asur tayra, the sky machshavas, I've accomplished the tachlis of bishul, which is that things should be cooked. I accomplished it by my maisa of positioning it. Accomplished. I'm chayiv mitzad the totsa mitzad my accomplishing. My accomplishment. It's a bishul accomplishment. It's cooked. I didn't cook. I just positioned it, but it got cooked. When I stir, I would suggest it's a tolda of bishul, but for a different reason. It's not accomplishing what bishul accomplishes. But it's a part of the onus of cooking. It's mitzarche ha-bishul. This is a piece of the onus of cooking, is distributing heat. And lehefech, I'm being more active than when I put something on the fire. When I put something on the fire is doing everything. Here I'm oisik in doing pa'ulos of bishul. I am a mavashal. This is what a mavashal does. He stirs to distribute properly the heat in the tafshal. So therefore, even though you're allowed to put the pot back on the fire and cook and to reheat it, but you can't stir it, because that's already a meleches omnis of bishul. Did you hear that? It's a chiddush, too much of a chiddush. Okay, it's l'maisa. Okay, that's the chumra. Okay, one last point here. Also, another chumra. Okay, we go to yeshiva for the chumras, right? Okay, any Baal Bais could get you coolers. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, these are things that everyone keeps. We're just trying to give a little bit more hesper to it. Fine. There's a chumra that's not our chumra, it's a chumra on Lama Tess. So Gemara says on Lama Tess, because the Mishnah says a tremendous chumra. It says that there's a chumra by Maliach Yashin and Kulius Hasbanin, by these two things, there's a chumra that even if you're just Madiach them, Bechamin, you just wash them off, Bechamin, and Sotosis there tells you we're talking about this isn't a heat that you're normally chayiv for in bishul. This is a klisheni. It's the heat. It's not kli rishon heat, and you're just doing hadacha to them. You're allowed. So it says by them, if you do them, you're chayiv. Shezuhi gemar malacha. This is the gemar malacha, and therefore you're chayiv. Meaning, even though this seems to be very insignificant, it's not kli rishon take a heat. Afal pikin you're chayiv. Fine. So why are you chayiv? It's interesting. It says because this is this gemar malach. It's gemar malach. So what does that mean? So final Mordechai. Mordechai is brought Lahalach and Ramah. The Mordechai says a chumrah. He says a chumrah. He says if you have a food that's so dry that it can't be eaten, and you soak it, just says soak it, doesn't say in hot water or cold, just says you soak it. So he says that's Asur on Shabbos and Chayiv, because that's the Gemara Malach. Now what's he talking about? He's not talking about something that's raw and you're soaking it in hot water of Kli Rishon, that we know is Asur. So what's he talking about? We find a Sefer Apardis quoted in Beis Yosef that if you have something that's so salty, fish that's so salty you can't eat it, and you soak it in cold water, he says, you're chayv because that's the Gemara Malachta. So what's he talking about? So many Achronim, the Lavush, the Primigadim, the Chay Adam, they say a chumra here, they say, you see from this, that there's an Isser by Ochlin of being Gomer the Malacha, even if it's already cooked, even if the water is not necessarily hot, because it's makab patish. And the quote is Yerushalmi, this is Yerushalmi Klal Gadol, that even by food, Yerushalmi is talking about making a garlic dip, and Yerushalmi says that when you're gomer malacha, you are chayev from makab patish. Wow. Okay? What a chumrah. Right? So let me just say, definitely if you would take a clicheini and put macaroni in it, pasta. I believe, I could be wrong by this, but I believe eventually it would become edible. So that would be asr, right? Because that would be gemar malacha. What about instant noodles? Instant noodles. So many assume that in a clicheini you could make instant noodles on Shabbos. Many say that. And because clicheini ain't in mavashal, so, and because it's already cooked, right, it should be mutter. There's a tzat aser, a Rabelski aser. I can hear asering because maybe that's the Gemar Malacha. Gemar Malacha. I just see the other shit's going to want to come in. So, it's Gemar Malacha. Makav Apatish. Okay, so what does that mean? That's like such a can of worms. The Mishnah Berurah says it can't be true. He doesn't really have such a clear way to get out of the Ramah. But he says, it can't be true. If so, everything should be asr. When you make your coffee, why isn't that makav patish? So you see there, look at the Mishnah Berurah, he has lots of things that did. How could he make yourself a peanut butter sandwich? It should be makav patish. So I'll just tell you, I sort of a carve just says, he says, quotes a Rashba, and after that, a Rashba, tremendously so, it's this Rashba, this is Dalet Ayin Hey. You might have seen it this year, actually. This is the famous Rashba. The Rashba says he's soaked. He says everything that's derech achila is mutter on Shabbos. But if it's not derech achila, then it could become aser. And he says, and he brings this Yerushalmi about makav patish. He said, he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that machatchin es hadluim lefnei behema. You're allowed to chop up food so the animal can eat it. He says, why isn't that makav patish? Before the animal couldn't eat it, now you could eat it. He says, no, because that's derech achila. He says, anything that's derech achila is not going to be a malacha. But if something's not derech achila, so it's not something that's done as part of your meal. So making your coffee, you want a coffee, you make coffee. As opposed to the maliach yashan and the kol yisah spanis, you don't sit at your meal with unedible food and start cleaning it off and getting the salt out of it. So the meal is something that's done, or would only be done before the meal as part of preparation. And it's something that's changing the food in a way. You're making this food edible. You're taking this food that otherwise isn't usable and making it usable. That would be makav patish. So that's the chumrah. It's a chumrah that, many don't agree. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with it. He quotes a number of Rishonim who seem not to agree with this. Rashi here by us, he says by the Kulis Hasbanis, he says Yechai Vishal Mavashal. He does not say Makav Patish, but it definitely seems so sad to say the Ramaz Machmer, to say that when it says Yechai Vishal Zeh Gemar Malacha, anything that's built in, this is the Gemar Malacha of the product. right? Which I would say, let's say, by pasta. The Gemar Malacha is to make it softer. That's the Gemar Malacha. So even though it's Ochlin, you could say that's going to make a Chiyav. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah didn't hold by it. Not everyone holds by it. But there's definitely room to be machmir on this. Okay.
How is the pasta?
We're gonna have to go in. How's the pasta?
Different than the gourds.
Then what?
Then the gourds.
It's the noodles. The dark avila.
Then the, how's the pasta different than the?
The gourds. The
dulumin. The dulumin. Because I would tell you that you don't do that as prep. Why is it different? Because once they're a part of your achila, right? You don't at your meal. You don't sit there and soften your and cook your pasta.
And don't cut it up for the animals either.
Let's just go in.
Let's go in.
Okay.